trigger my memory, Wayne. What was that term?
The man who didn't like the Crow and the T.I. with his rubber bands and the fact that it just gets us angry and the burning within inside starts up and the hatred and the fire. And
it just burns
until until you just can't take it anymore and you just gotta scream from the top of your voice. The one thing that helps.
I feel it now.
Do you feel it?
I feel it. I think they call that Wayne.
Fire! Yeah. that was a sore throat. I'm dying.
Haven't done that in so long.
That's my cue. Cameo.
Get on out of here, you bastard.
Yeah, hey, Mr. It's Cody.
Insult people and discard them and destroy their whole livelihood of why they even live in the first place.
Let's do that. It's time for
the most sexist, racist show you'll ever fucking listen to.
Yeah, Hollywood, if you want to complain about sexism in any other movie, come listen to this shit, because feminist leader, you're just blogging the kitchen, doing your pots and pans, alright? And
you know what, Wayne? This is a special case. I'm going to go pour me a glass of tequila
now. Tequila? I would drink, but I'm fucked up. I'm sick, so that's probably not the best idea.
You know what? I feel the need to do this now, and I have no choice right about now, because Wayne just shared some information on me that blew my fucking mind right about now.
It's great information.
It is great information, however, but it's great information on the level of I can't stand this guy. So, and I respect and adore the other guy. So, we might as well go ahead and say, man, fuck you, Tommy.
This will be the Fuck You Tommy show. Tommy McGrew, the most useless fucking Negro on the face of the planet that Hulk Hogan should have a go at.
Thank you, yes. People, and it'll remind you, if you don't remember what this is fired up. This is the most sexually offensive, racist show you could ever fucking listen to in your life. And right about now, ooh, it's not good for one person right about now, and it's the ugliest black nigga I've ever seen in my life.
We're gonna have Hulk Hogan as a sponsor.
He's always talking about, you're a good-looking brother and stuff like that. No, he's not. Who is he good-looking to? A fucking troll?
Who? What? Someone said Tommy's good-looking. Who?
Tommy's good-looking. To a troll?
The retarded Ninja Turtle?
The retarded-looking radio? Okay, I'm Forrest Whitaker. His fucked-up eye look better than Tommy. Come on now.
Oh, the fucked up eye socket of Forrest Whitaker looks better. You know, okay, people, if you don't know what the hell's going on with this whole shit, too, this is the fact that a retarded idiot like Tommy is getting more control and more power. That Corey, you're given to him, so you are the fuckwit in all this, to be honest. You are given this ignorance.
Like with your genius of a brother came up with the idea. He's not a retarded fuckwit. He looks like a retarded fucking Ninja Turtle. I never saw it until your brother, the genius he is, said that shit. And I was like, wow, he does look like a fucking retarded turtle.
But the difference is, a retarded turtle is actually more talented. You know, they're not always fucking stoned up. I mean, Corey, you've got a fucking stoned up fucking drug addict now doing your content on your show. You fuckwit. You had people like Tony, Martin, Chris, all fucking talented people, and you replace them with what? This fucking generation, Ghostbusters, Tommy, Ray, fucking bloody Billy Ray Cyrus, whoever the fuck they are. The most untalented fucking crew you have ever fucking had. And you wonder why people are fucking shitting upon your decisions, Corey. You fucking dumb motherfucker. Seriously, I love you, man. The fucking hell. You have fucked up what Spill was. Spill was amazing. But you know what? I'm convinced now, P1. You are the rebirth of the true Corey, and that movie Spoilers is the new Spill, just a lot better, of course, because, you know, we're not going to sell out to fucking bloody other fuckwits and fucking ruin our fucking site, and then you're not going to replace us with fucking idiot fucking hosts that have no goddamn fucking talent.
The day I replaced you, Luke, Cody, and Z with some fuckwits, I know that, you know what, it's time to end this now. The day I say Luke, Wayne, Cody, Z, you guys got to go. I got some new guys.
I was saved. I was saved. I was saved by P1. P1 is Jesus to me. You know, I was on Maxcast. I was starving. I was crawling through the desert with no food. You know, sick and injured. And I looked up, and there was the hand of God, but black and with a bottle of alcohol in his hand. And
see, people don't know that though, Wayne, because people don't know that me, you, Luke, and Wayne, and Z for that, I've known him for a while now too. We've all at least I've been friends with you three, Cody and Z, Wayne and Luke. I've been friends with them for a while. I want to say, well, it's going on since 2011.
Be about that. Yeah, about that.
So about 5-6 years now, yeah. And here's the thing about us is we don't have to make up stories about like how Corey and Tommy does. Remember that time we used to hang out back in the day, or whatever.
Oh, you ain't never hung out. Again, motherfucker! Every time Corey starts the show, it's like, hey, yeah, Tommy, me, you know, we used to hang out, we used to talk about films, and then we decided to do a show about it. Fuck off! That fucking cunt wasn't at any of those fucking spill parties, so he ain't your fucking friend. God, you obviously scraped him out of whatever fucking sewage you found him in, and put your fucking hat on him and gave him a microphone. That's all he is. He's a waste of space.
He's a useless fucking piece of pile of dog shit. And you know, I take that back. Because dog shit, at least you can at least... you have an emotion when you see it. You don't have an emotion when you listen to Tommy talk. Because everything that comes out of his mouth is some stupid, ignorant shit that only his black ass can say. I wish they would deport his ass.
As we're just talking about too. Tommy McGrew. A man who's telling Martin Thomas. A man who's reviewed films for, 20 years plus. And Tommy's telling him how to review a movie. And why?
What the fuck? Mind you, wait, a movie Tommy ain't saw.
He didn't see it either. What? I didn't know that part.
it's like, because Tommy don't see the fucking movies or whatever. He just shows up on the review because, Corey's got to have him on every fucking show. It's like, what's the fucking point of having him there or whatever? I mean, you already got Martin there. That's enough. So the fact that Tommy's there, it's like, there's no fucking reason. It's like, the thing is, you got this idiot-ass motherfucker. If we had someone of the Martin standard on our side where we've been like 20 years or something like that, I think each and every one of us would probably go to him as our go-to guy. As
the father figure of the site.
Yeah,
he would
the
be.
Father figure. How we would do our show or how we would review a movie or something like that. But when you got to fuck with, like, that's like saying if I just brought somebody in right now that was younger than all of us, didn't know what the fuck he was talking about, never saw that many movies as much of us or whatever, and I had him telling us what to do in our review.
I could deal with that, but I'm not going to deal with some big-lipped fucking stoner motherfucker telling me what to do, alright? That's the insult. I don't care if someone's going to be entertaining and shit like that, but he ain't entertaining. He's a big-lipped, arrogant, balding, fucking boring piece of shit.
Oh, don't
put
that bald spot.
I got no hair, but you know what? I don't wear a fucking hat to cover that shit up. I'm just shaving my fucking head. You know what? The difference is...
In the Paper Towns review, I know chicks like this. No, the fuck you don't. You don't know any chicks, man. You don't know no chicks. I always hear, I know this chick or whatever, or I know these men. You don't know anyone. Nigga, you was ugly, okay? You was an ugly motherfucker, okay?
When T.I. is more important and does better things than you do, all right? And I just fucking heard that fucking Rubber Band goddamn song you fucking sent me. That is more talented than the shit that Tommy's ever spewed out of his goddamn garbage-filled fucking infested mouth. Because...
I gotta say, I don't like T.I., you know where I just stand from? I can say he has more fucking talent.
T.I. never said the crow was shit. He never said the crow was shit. Tommy did.
No, he did. Who the fuck would say some stupid shit like that, Wayne? Who the fuck would say that?
Who says
a show?
It gets worse every time.
What a retarded... you know, he must be a turtle, because he has the brain of a fucking turtle. But at least a turtle has a defense mechanism. I don't know what Tommy's defense mechanism would be. Oh, wait, it's getting high and proving nothing on the fucking show. Because he's a fucking worthless piece of shit.
I wish he was a turtle.
Scraped off Earth.
I wish he was a turtle. He can go back in his fucking shell, and I'll make turtle soup out of the fucking ignorant cunt.
Oh, thank you. Oh, fucking thank the
fuck. You know what? Originally, you got angry, and you wanted to do this show. Now you got me fucking angry.
Exactly. I was like, because you told me some shit that pissed me off. I was just like, you know what? Because everybody knows that one of the reasons why I do what I do is because I respect the hell out of Martin, man. I think he's, like you said, he is very fucking professional.
Hey, fucking talented.
He can be professional,
funny,
and entertaining. He brings so much light and charisma to the fucking shows that he's on or whatever and stuff. I think the guy, personally, he was one of my favorites on Spill, just because I love how he was the opposite of everyone else on the group. That, like, nah, he's like, you know, if they did a ghost movie or something like that, everybody would be like, oh, I'll give it this point. Martin would be like, yeah, I thought that was shit, to be honest.
Well, he gave it what he stand up for what he believed in. Whether you agreed with him or not, he's like, nah, this is what I think, and I don't give a fuck what anyone else says. You know?
I mean, one perfect example, Spider-Man 3, where a lot of people didn't like the film, but he's like, I don't give a fuck what people think. I liked it, so.
Yeah, and the film he did like, Spider-Man 2. which is like complete opposite to what people. I'm like,
and you know what? For that reason that people give him shit about, I respect the fuck out of him just for standing up for what he fuck. Tommy, he can go fuck himself. Firstly, the fact that he is replacing that Martin, you know, I don't feel so bad no more because Corey don't let Martin talk anyway. So what was the fucking point of Martin being on there
good
in the
point.
First place?
And like he just said, you know, Martin stands up for what he believes in. Tommy can't even fucking stand up because Luigi fucking legs are probably drugged up and stoned to the fucking point that he has to roll his fucking ass in to sit on that goddamn chair. It is insulting that Corey is giving this fucking asshole more control, and he's controlling the content now. The fucking content! The content is what makes the site!
Way. His ass is never on fucking time!
Damn straight.
That's the one thing I can say about my spoiling hosts is here or whatever, you know, with Luke Wayne and all you guys, whatever stuff. You niggas is always there!
But we let each other know, too! We let each other know! If we can't be there.
Because everybody, P1's the boss. He tells people what to do. It's like, that's the thing. I don't have to tell no one to do shit for this. In fact, they already know what to do. They know the days and shit to show up and stuff like that. I don't have to tell no one. That nigga Tommy, they show up at the same place. They even record in person, Wayne. They record in fucking person. You on the other side of the goddamn world. And somehow you still managed to make it on fucking time before this ignorant cockhead does.
But that's... I don't get to, okay? They live in the same, literally the same fucking town. To the point where they record in person occasionally, but not occasionally. I'm like, you're getting paid to do this shit. Fucking get your ass in a fucking car and drive over there. And if you're too fucking stoned to do it, that is unfucking professional. And for starters, I don't get why Corey would let him do that shit. When he's not funny, he's not talented, he brings... Okay, you might be able to, like, he brings content to the show by doing this research. Motherfucker, you just jump online, and you have a whole fucking world of content right there
to
talk about.
You ain't even gotta do that, Wayne. You could just easily get on Facebook or Twitter and just fucking, you'll see the articles pop up.
That's my point. So how is that doing research? He's getting paid to just look at that shit and then talking about it. It's insulting.
Hey, I was about to say, you say they live in the same town? Cody lives in fucking Santa Clarita. You know how far that is from fucking Long Beach? That is about, I want to say, that's about a good hour from my place where we record at and stuff like that. And somehow he's, even with traffic on the days we record, whatever, he still makes it on time. And not only that, he sometimes bring alcohol. This dude had time to stop off at the store and fucking bring drinks, whatever. I'm sure Luke does the same goddamn thing.
Oh, Luke doesn't do shit.
I don't mean the bring drinks part. I mean show up on time.
Luke shows up on time. He has a full fucking page of topics listed. Okay, we're not worth a kick in the ass. He's the one who actually has it organized. Sorry?
I even told you this before. That's not even your show no more, is it?
No, it's not. Luke literally just brings that shit. I'm not the host of Not With The Kicking Nuts. It's Luke. I literally just sit there and hear the shit he talks about and laugh along with him. That's it. It's his show.
I love the progression of that show, though.
Eventually, I'm not even going to be in the room. It's just going to be Luke talking.
Went from Wayne's show to... I remember I listened to it one time. I was like, Luke is doing a lot of stuff for you. I was like, I even asked you. I said, Wayne, is that your show?
Oh, it's not. It's not, you know, and the good thing is, I like the fact that Luke just goes on his fucking rants, and I'm just there to agree with him, because normally it's me just bitching and fucking whinging and blasting shit, but the difference is...
I mean, here's the thing, difference between Luke and Tommy, though, Luke actually brings up topics, and it also, it turns into conversations of the show. Tommy just brings up shit to bring up shit that don't make no damn sense. Half time, he didn't pay attention!
Yeah, what's like, I mean, like us saying... Okay, what's popular now? Let's have a look. The news about some fucking bloody whatever movie. Oh, okay, let's just talk about that. We haven't really got a strong opinion because we don't care about it. So it's like, why fucking bring it up then if you don't care? Just because it's news doesn't mean people give a shit.
I personally, I'm going to go ahead and say this. You fans of Double Toasted, you only like Tommy is because you like Corey, and Corey is forcing them down your throat. I've already said it before, I'll say it again. Right. Corey is Will Smith, and that's Jaden, and he's forcing them down your throats to a point where you're going to like him. You don't even understand how terrible he is because you're that big of a fan of what Corey and Double Toasted is.
And what are those fans called, P1? Just remind me of that word.
Wait, man, you're bringing back some words to me that, like, I what was that called? It starts with the S word?
It starts with an F first, and then the second word starts with an F. Yeah. Oh. You got to have the F part of it, because that's what describes them, because they're all fucking sheep, all you. All you. Fucking bar, bar, fucking bar, bar.
I forgot, Wayne, that you trademarked the fucking part first.
Oh, yeah, it's a fucking sheep. It's called the fucking sheep of wool, anyway. So you're a fucking sheep. Everyone are double toasted. You know what? Go and get your wool fucking bloody starved off and hope you freeze to death, because that's all you fucking are. Sheep that are just following the fucking Corey's tune.
Yeah.
And if you can't think, like, everyone's like, oh, but I truly like Tommy. Well, if you truly like Tommy, that's good. You're just a fucking idiot. An ignorant fucking moron, you know? But
yeah,
if
I really do. The nigga's not entertaining, and I get sick of him. I know girls like this. Nigga, you don't know shit, okay? You don't know shit. You don't know anything. Nigga, you don't. And I love it, because they always make jokes like, Tommy never shows up, but yet he's like, oh, remember when we hung out, whatever. Nigga, you don't hang out, nobody never fucking show up. You, who the fuck are you, whatever. Like you said, you'll never show up at the parties that we used to go to and nothing like that. Like, you, oh, remember when we used to do back in the day, I know this, whatever. She's like, no, the fuck you don't.
It's
you
made up. I don't think they ever knew each other beforehand. Because I never remember.
No.
Do you remember once on all the Spill shows, Corey ever mentioning Tommy? Ever. Not once. No. That motherfucker is a mirage. He don't exist. Right? Either he's the best actor in the world, and he's just playing a goofy fucking drunken up piece of shit that makes Andy stoned all the time, or he's just some guy Corey literally picked up off the streets and put on a show.
I think it was that.
Yeah.
I really think it was that, because I don't think this guy is talented at all. I think he's an ignorant fuckwit. Every time he opens up his mouth, my ears start bleeding.
The voice. Hey, Corey.
Yeah. You know, I'm smoking. Me and my pet smoke cloud here, or whatever shit. It's like, my ears have never been bleeding so bad. I am literally deaf in one ear now because of him.
Oh, that's because you put the fucking, like, big spike in it, just the block. The moment he said, I still reckon he referred to us on that one show when it came up about the whole crow thing, and we did our response show that just literally...
I remember, because I remember someone told me about something that they might... Oh, it was because we just said that he was a parrot.
And a puppet.
Remember, people, if you don't remember earlier, we used to talk a lot of shit about... Yeah, because people used to ask us, and we'd be like, to us, he's just a fucking parrot. He just is. Fucking... Whatever Corey says, that Corey could be like, you know, I think this movie is a horror movie and it's scary and stuff like that. He'll ask me like, yeah, you know, they bring a lot of scare to it. And it's like, nigga, he just said that. Fucking said that. Why the fuck would you say some shit like that? Why? Have you ever seen the movie Pootie Tang, Wayne?
No.
There's a character in there. Chris Rock plays a small character, and this is other big guy. Whatever. Every time Chris Rock says something,
that's all you need to say is Chris Rock, and I'm done.
Chris Rock will say, like, man, this show it's hot out here. And then the big guy was just like, it sure is hot out here, too. And then Chris Rock would just stare at him and be like, I just said that. That's the same thing with fucking Corey.
Oh, but it's changed now. I reckon the roles are reversed. I reckon, Corey, you're the fucking parrot.
Tommy just fucking repeats whatever the fuck Corey said. He's a fucking dick. So the one you're talking about is when we made some things about how much of a fucking parrot he was, and they came out, well, at least Tommy came out and said, we don't repeat where we say the same thing. We just have similar opinions. And like, bull fucking shit. You're missing the point of when we say you say the same shit either. Like I said, Corey can say it's hot outside, and this nigga will follow up and be like, it sure is hot out there. That's the fucking shit we talk
like,
about.
A lot of people could say that about us. You know what? We have so many differences of opinion. But when we agree on something like Tommy's a fuckwit, yeah, we're going to agree.
Nobody can say that about us. All of our fucking opinions are very fucking different. All of our fucking opinions are different. I mean, shit, we make segments of that shit.
I was going to say, how much shit do I cop because of the fact that, you know, that's the way it is. You know what?
Even you and Luke fucking argue sometimes on the show about what's good and bad or something like this. I don't want to hear that bullshit. I mean, shit, I don't even want to fucking hear it. These niggas like every fucking thing together. Corey will sit up there and praise fucking Tommy. And, oh, man, you know, he'll say some stupid shit like, Tommy's on a roll or whatever. Meanwhile, Martin's sitting there. I'm just like, why the fuck would you say something?
I wish Tommy was on a roll, like off a cliff. You know, roll the motherfucker off.
Fuck yeah. Pokey looking fucking ass. Oh, black ass tar paint nigga.
Hey, look, people can't say one thing I'll say about me. You cannot say that my opinions don't fucking change. You know what? Okay, perfect example. Last night, me and Luke are talking about... Let me look and talk about Kingsman. I'm like, oh, I've got no interest in watching that shit. Oh, you should watch it. I'm like, oh, I don't care, dude. I watched it last night. Fucking great movie. And the thing is, I remember you, Cody, everyone's like, oh, you should watch it. It's a great movie. I'm like, yeah, I just couldn't really give a shit about it. Watched it. I'm like, yeah, fucking great movie. Done.
Hey, I was about to say, the best one you had was Dawn of the Dead, when I told you to go rewatch it.
Oh, that shit's fucking horrible.
That's what I said. I said, Jesus Christ, this movie's terrible.
It is bad.
That's why I told you to go rewatch, because I was like, I know it ain't just me now. It can't be. And I was like, go rewatch it, Wayne.
Why do you think I ever rewatch Watchmen? Because I'm like, I really liked Watchmen. And I'm like, I don't want to see that shit get ruined now. I'll keep that in my head the way it was.
You know what? I rewatched Watchmen the other day, and because I remember I was just going like, it's okay. It has some bad moments, but I think it's better than it is terrible. And I rewatched it, and I looked at it, and I was just like, oh,
wow. Oh no. No.
Said, Jesus. Oh man, this especially when you got the flying machine that ejaculates fire in the Hallelujah song. I was like, oh, Rorschach's still badass, but I don't know about the rest of the movie.
Yeah, look, I mean, Rorschach, what the fuck was that little gingerhead cunt who played him? Jackie O'Haley.
James, yeah, I'm like, damn, what's his name? James O'Haley, Corey, replace Tommy with him.
Oh, God, yeah. He should be on Fire It Up. That motherfucker's just aggressive as shit.
Yeah, exactly. When the world screams to save me, I'll just simply scream, no. I said, oh. I remember when I heard that in the trailer with that kick-ass song playing, I was like, yep, gonna go see that.
Yeah, let's just hope he doesn't fuck it. Let's hope he doesn't fuck up his next film.
Oh, shit. Jane Earl Haley.
You know what, speaking of angry things, I never asked you of your opinion about the whole Halle Berry wanting a Storm movie.
That's not happening.
She wants it.
That's not happening for the simple fact that fans don't want it.
She does.
I don't know if you remember last time we did a show, a long time ago, all of us did a show, there was a poll of a petition where it had over 60,000 signatures of people who wanted to replace her with Lupita.
Oh, I remember that.
You remember that shit, right? So it's not going to happen just for the simple fact that nobody wants it.
Fuck it, let's start a poll to get rid of Tommy.
Oh, yeah.
We should.
Oh, yes. Great idea, man. Yes. That is this week's polling. Yes. Tommy has to go because Tommy's a fuckwit.
Okay.
Why is he stepping up for Martin anyway?
This week's poll. Who should Tommy be replaced with? Dog shit. human waste.
A boomerang.
A boomerang covered in Vegemite and a top hat.
A bucket of chicken.
or just his joint that has more talent.
Just his joint. Some blue meth.
or just the most popular one. Nothing.
the throne from Game of Thrones.
I would rather him talk to that. Seriously, I'd rather Corey talk to a lamp.
How about Corey talk to a puppet instead?
He is talking to a puppet.
Yeah, that's the fucking puppet that he got there. Oh, Martin, man, it's so sad to see you go from that show. At least taking a step back. So I remember at a while, I would just listen to the shows where it was just Corey and him, and I'd be like, all right, this reminds me of the old days. This is good right here. I like this. It reminds you of the old days, but it still felt new.
Yeah.
And then next time, for some reason, Corey invited Tommy onto every fucking show, and I was like, oh, God.
I remember that day, because I remember seeing it was sunny outside, and then there was this eclipse. The darkness taking over the sun. I'm like,
darkness.
I just heard that ignorant laugh. I thought, oh no.
Hey, you know what? I think that was the day he said the crow was terrible.
It was. And yeah, he sounds like, remember Billy in Predator, where he does that stupid laugh? It's like, and the Predator copies him? That's Tommy. That's why that fucking ignorant dick sounds.
The Predator copies the laugh. Yeah,
that's Tommy. Replace Tommy with the Predator. There you go.
Luke said the best description. He is a retarded Ninja Turtle that needs to be scrapped off the face of the earth, basically.
I just worked it out. Tommy.
The funny thing is, I remember Martin told a story about him killing a turtle. That'd be fucking awesome if Martin could take a rock and smash it across his Tommy head.
Why would you want to damage a rock?
That's true. You know what? That rock is pretty and beautiful.
Rock did nothing to no one.
That rock up for that.
You know, I never actually thought of it. Tommy is actually the Predator. The Predator just copies everything that anyone says.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Tommy is the most...
Isn't there another horror movie where there's a guy, I guess it wasn't a horror movie then. I'm trying to think of... I know there's other creators like that where they image... There's a DC character that does that. A villain where he copycats... What's his... the android they have in Under the Red Hood.
God.
Shit. Amazo. Amazo.
That's, yeah. Something like
Amazo, yeah, where he copies all the superheroes' powers and stuff like that. That's Tommy.
That guy's interesting, all right? Tommy's not.
I'm about to say, never mind, I take that back. Never mind, that guy's kind of cool, actually. And you know what the thing is? That's a robot.
Tommy's more like the T-1000 in the new Terminator, just fucking pointless and useless.
Oh, so he's Jai Courtney, then?
A bit.
You know what's bad? When Jai Courtney's more talented than fucking
I was going to say.
Oh, that's another thing. Why do they give Martin shit about Jai Courtney? Everybody agrees he's a fucking terrible actor.
What? Who gives Martin shit about that?
Corey and Tommy.
Why?
They don't understand why Tommy Martin don't like him.
I'm Australian. I don't like him.
Nobody fucking likes him. They give shit to Martin, and they don't understand why Martin don't like Jai Courtney. Nobody likes fucking Jai Courtney. That's a fucking fact. I don't know not one fucking person that says, I can't wait for the next Jai Courtney.
All right, P1. We were talking about grabbing all the Movie Spoilers crew to fix up our issues, you know, to sit us all down and talk about all our, you know, your sex addiction, my attitude, and all this shit. We need to get Corey. We need to kidnap his ass. We'll get Cody to do it. He's going over there. Kidnap Corey's ass, drag him back here, and we'll beat some sense into him until he realizes how fucked up his life's become.
Ooh, we can have that torture scene from Grand Theft Auto 5. We just beat the shit out of him until he gives us what we want.
How about we just every torture scene?
Here's the thing, though, Wayne. Since we don't like Double Toasted or whatever, he might not respond to us because, you know, we're just haters. We just can't let go of old shit, according to him.
Okay, you just brought up a great fact right there. Now, negativity is not responded to on that Double Toasted. We respond to all the negativity that we get on Movie Spoilers. You saw that fucking, that bloody Not Worth a Kick in the Ass board that time. It was like fucking 20 comments from shit.
Oh, I listened to that show. That shit was funny as hell.
Oh.
Oh, man. And you weren't even trying to help Luke, though.
Luke's trying to defend him. Like, oh, I think, like, no, fuck that guy.
I felt bad because Luke was trying to, like, he was trying to reason with the guy or whatever and stuff, but you was just like, you was not helping Luke at all. You put Luke in an uncomfortable position. I was like, damn. I said, Wayne, I wanted to say, Wayne, help your brother out, please.
No, I want to apologize for an opinion. You know what? And the thing is, that guy, I can't remember what his name was because he's just fucking forgettable, a scumbag or some shit. Yeah, he posted on that board saying I called him and I insulted him or something. I just said, I think it was because you guys were saying how Jurassic World and I changed my opinion or something.
Oh, you know what I got to say, though? That was the funniest fucking comments I have ever
heard. Oh, yeah.
I don't read the comments on the site because, you know, I read them on the show and I want to be like, I guess, like new and be surprised for me or something like that. But like, since I don't read y'all comments or whatever because I'm not on your show or whatever, I read y'all and I showed Cody all the emails I had of y'all just going back and forth or whatever. And I was like, he's like, God damn, I was like, this shit has been entertaining all
I can't remember. I got to say, he had that gray one, which you mentioned on the show. I can't remember what it was. And I'm like, yeah, that's pretty good. I'm done.
I don't even remember what it was.
I can't remember, but it was a great comeback. I'm like, yeah, that's fair enough.
That was probably some of the best comments like the site has ever had was that shit. That's that shit I like, though. I like controversy.
Well, that's
like
the thing. P1 and Cody won't reply to any of your comments because, as you just said, you don't read them until the show comes up.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas I'll keep you. Challenge me all you want. I'll fucking rip into you all you want. I'm up for it.
Yeah, there may be sometimes I may reply. I think I replied one time is because I guess it was a personal question. I replied to that. I may reply on shows I'm not on or whatever or something like that. But if it's a show I'm on, I most likely won't reply to it because that reason why I just explained it. But yeah, that comment section, you know, that number.
Oh, I love that.
That was, which was funny because that was your highest rated show. So I'm like, because you don't understand, every time you click on that episode or whatever, just the comment, you ain't even gotta listen, it boosts the ratings up on it. So it's like, you know, so it's like,
and that's the thing, like, I was actually having good feedback. Well, I can't remember the guy's name and shit, but you know what? Anything that we ever say, unless you like the Tommy, I can't remember his fucking name. It's not important. You know what? It's sad as is, your name's not important to me. I'm sorry. I couldn't give a shit. I'm sorry.
I bet it's a chick. You'd remember that?
Oh, if it's a chick and had big tits or something. Yeah, fuck, I remember that right now. But I never mean, like, even when we argue, there's nothing personal about it. It's just like,
you argue all the time.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, yeah. But the thing, it's not personal. It's just like, you know, I'm like, oh, P1's a fuckwit. And I was like, no, you're a fuckwit. I'm like, yeah, fair enough, whatever. You know, it's done with. No personal shit comes involved. This guy took...
Because if we all lived together, we'd still, after the show was done, we'd probably go grab a beer and talk shit some more. So.
Yeah, like, I think he was insulted because I said something like, oh, you're just a stupid retard as P1 and Cody is, about the whole Jurassic World thing. And then he got offended by that. And just, I'm like, yeah, whatever, just fuck off.
It's the internet.
Exactly. Exactly. As I said,
I wish personally y'all would have kept going though. I'm not gonna lie. I even told her. I was like, that was the funniest shit this site ever produced was those comments. I could not stop laughing, man. I was checking my emails every fucking hour to see if someone responded back.
Luke's trying to keep the peace. I'm like, fuck this shit. Calling back with abuse.
I respect Luke for what he was trying to do, but you gotta admit, that shit was funny, though.
Luke is a caring person. Like, he actually never wants to offend people. Even though all the shit we say on the site, he tries not to offend. I am more the vain
episode.
Of...
He definitely tried not to.
Yeah, I was gonna say I'm more like P1 here. Whereas I think Cody and Luke and Z are probably the more nice or respectful ones. But you and me don't really give a fuck.
Yeah, I don't give a shit.
You know, if you cop as much shit as you and me have in a day, you're like, we just don't care. That's why it chits me with the whole Tommy thing. Tommy clearly doesn't even answer any of the shit, any of the negative feedback.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, you bring up the point here, whatever. Like, yeah, me and you, we take a lot of shit and we dish it back out. And, you know, we don't dish it out. Sometimes we don't dish it out negativity. Like, what was the guy that said he banned us because we didn't like Interstellar or whatever shit?
Oh, yeah.
I talked to that guy or whatever, and I was just like, hey, that's your decision. You decide, hey, that's what you do, whatever. I said, now, Grant, we're going to still make fun of you.
Yeah. Damn straight.
You know, hey, I don't have a problem with you not listening anymore, or whatever stuff like that. So don't take the review personal, especially when the review wasn't even attacking you as a person individually, or whatever. Now, with like you just said with the Tommy shit, they don't even fucking address that shit, and then they'll come up with some bullshit as excuse. There's lots of chemistry between us two. No, it's not.
Yeah,
it's not.
100% right. 100. And look, as it, like, all the negative feedback we give. If you think 100% of it's all serious, you're a fucking idiot. And that part is serious. But
it's an entertainment site.
Yeah, we are there to... If you just gave us feedback and we're like, oh, yeah, we'll take that on board. That's boring. I'd rather say, go fuck your mum.
We do that in personal. You email or message us or something like that. Then we'll be like, oh, you know what? Okay, I'll talk over the guy and do something like that. Because I've gotten that before, and we've done that before. And played something. But when you do it on the site, when we're doing a show or something like that, like, that's fucking boring.
Damn straight, and that's the point. You can't be like,
making a real. Good point.
Skype just really fucked up, man. I didn't hear a goddamn word you just said.
Like, feminist, please. She's a stupid bitch. We don't even take her words.
I don't even know if that bitch is real. I think that's like... Mate, that could be Tommy.
Ah!
You never know. Could be.
Tommy.
Skype's being a bitch. I think God has just realized we're doing another Fire It Up.
Oh, that's Tommy's fans. Oh, is that what happened? Skype? Oh, wow.
It sounds good now. It's all good now. But I think God just realized. He was like, oh, shit, they're back.
Cutting out. Oh, the old days. Damn, it's doing it back and forth, too. I can see it cutting out or whatever shit. But, blank, green, blank, green, blank, green, blank.
Now, we've always said this only happens. This only happens when we do Fire It Up. We haven't done a Fire It Up for a while, and look what's happening right now. Which proves there is definitely a God. We are back. That was God again. I'm plugging your cord, go.
That fucking bastard.
Yeah. he's obviously a Tommy fan.
Yeah, fuck up. Fuck Tommy, man. Dude, he's not charismatic, he's not funny, he's not even good looking or whatever. I don't understand why he got... And then you told me about some other people that's on here that I didn't know they were on there permanently. I might have heard them a couple of times, I didn't know they were on there permanently now. I'm like...
Oh, they are. Really? Yeah, you got Ray, I don't know who the fuck he is, he does some of the music or some fucking shit. He's the guy
that kisses the what is that, the chat's ass?
Yeah. You got one blonde slut, I don't know what she's doing there. Talk shit.
Oh, she's fine as shit, though. I'll give her that.
Oh, look, that... Okay, do you think she's there for her talent or her looks? Seriously. Corey, you are doing a Jordan Marquez. You're putting a bitch... Yeah, you're putting a bitch on your site that hadn't got talent, but is clearly there because she's got some tits.
You know Corey's going to come out... Well, he's probably not even going to say anything, but he's going to come out and say,
all right, I'm tired of you immature motherfuckers, whatever. I have her on the site because she's a great addition to the site. I didn't know if I was going to have her perm or not, but she showed enthusiasm and did what she did. I know a lot of people that showed enthusiasm back in the day trying to get with you or anything like that. You just seem to be taking any motherfucker that walks up in here.
Damn straight. And you know what? At the end of the day, us immature, if you haven't realized that by now, you're a fucking idiot. Of course we're immature.
Hey, if you got beef, call fired up.
No, don't call us. Don't call us. Cause we ain't going to give a shit unless we care about it. We don't care.
Yeah, it's like, I was going to say call stuff, but at the same time, we don't give a shit about your opinion because your opinion don't mean shit to Wayne and the Phenomenal One.
Yeah, I forgot to tell you some other great news. I was talking to your other co-host, Z. Do you know who he's talking to being in a movie? Have you heard about this?
Oh, God.
Who? Sarah from The Crow. The original Crow.
Oh, yeah, he told me about it.
you know, I feel like telling him, you know what? She's grown up now. She's a bit old for you, you know?
Yeah, but say, she's way too old for you anyway.
He's like, well, isn't she still a girl?
I think Z has more talent than Tommy does. Have you ever checked out his comic, by the way?
Who?
Tommy,
what? He's got a comic? What?
Yeah, last time I heard, he had a comic he was working on.
No, you're joking.
I'm not joking. No.
Don't tell me you're joking. Okay, I've got to see this shit. I'm gonna have to see this shit.
Let's see if I can find this.
No, you got to be joking. There's no way. There's no way that ignorant stoner has a comic.
I'm not joking at all.
Okay,
I can't find it.
I couldn't imagine why. Help her if we can. We can do a little special. If we can find his comic, we can read it live on air. Yeah, do a video review and put it on air of us reading his comic.
We could do a read along first.
A read along.
Yeah, we'll read it and then we'll give our review.
Once upon a time, there was a fuckwit.
Yeah. You know what, let's do that comic now. Wayne, start it off now with the Once Upon a Time segment.
Okay, once upon a time, about a year ago, there was a nice website called Double Toasted. It was overtaken by an ignorant coon called Tommy. He was a stoner, a pointless human piece of waste, who ended up taking over the appearance of a man, who ended up wearing a hat, stoner, drunk all the fucking time, who then overtook Corey's mind and turned Corey into an ignorant fucking moron. The end.
My turn. let me carry on part two. This site grew and grew. The longer it grew, the more it got bigger. And the bigger this man, Corey Coleman's head got to where he felt he needed this ugly fuckwit named Tommy McGrew. As later as the more veterans started falling back, he started to bring more of this Tommy in. But no one knew where he came from, who he was. All we knew is that the Fired Up boy said he was an ignorant fuckwit. Later then, turned from one show to almost every show. And you know that infused the Fired Up boys with nothing but pure fire and rage. Also, where they had no choice but to call him out on being the most ignorant black fucking tar paint coon they have ever fucking seen in their life. The end. Turn
tape
to side B.
Hang on. What was that? Tar-painted coon.
You know it's bad people. That's... Hold on.
Not just coon. Tar-painted coon. Damn.
That's to say... Okay, hold on. Wait a minute.
Damn.
Oh, man.
That is one dark motherfucker. So far. That's fucked up.
Damn. Now, Wayne, if I'm blowing your mind, then damn, you know something's wrong.
You know what? We need to have a movie spoilers comic. We really do. Craig, yep. Get to work on that shit.
Working on that.
Really? Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah. I didn't make any announcements to me, but yes, I'm working. I'm actually doing the write-up for it because I have an artist that's going to do it.
Well, there you go. Exactly.
Well, that's right. Yeah, might as well make the announcement here. Whatever. A movie spoiler comic is coming. It's coming pretty soon. This one's going to be a 4-to-6-page comic, the first edition. There's going to be more coming. I'm probably going to try to do one a year.
Fucking or probably awesome. It's
better than every 6 months.
That is fucking awesome. I love
it's
the
pretty
idea.
Pretty much going to revolve around all of us in a recording room, pretty much a movie spoiler studio,
and then us telling stories about the adventures we had with certain movie characters.
That sounds fucking bad, fucking ass. I'm all for that.
Then you can listen it up to the Fired Up Boys, give audio comments.
We can read it. We can read one each week.
We can read a page a week.
I'm all for that.
The designs are going to be very fucking different from the usual artwork you see, because obviously Craig does our most artwork, but the designs are actually...
but we sacked his ass.
No, Craig, you're still awesome.
Damn, no. I'm getting Craig to do work for me now, so...
I was giving him a break or whatever, especially because I'm taking so much time with putting this in because I want to make sure that the writing is almost on the level of how we talk when you hear these shows. I want the writing to sound as if you're just listening to a podcast.
Well, on top of that, too, we have to protect Craig. When you think of it, that motherfucker has done so much artwork for us. I'm worried he's going to massacre his whole family one day. He's just going to completely lose his shit. I've got a feeling this dropped out again. And you're back. There you are.
Fucking Sky.
Fucking God. That is the work of God, my man. Maybe that dog's just bitten through your cable or some shit.
You bitch.
It could be the work of God.
Fuck Tommy.
Finally. I tell you what. It was a weird conversation because I'm literally talking to you. You couldn't hear me, but I could hear you.
Well, yeah. That's usually how Fired Up shows go.
You sure Tommy isn't that dog outside your backyard just like gnawing through the cables or some shit? Trying to fuck the shop?
Don't insult the dog like that. Come on now. That dog is a fucker. Even I wouldn't call that dog Tommy. Tommy is like... He's like Monster, you know? The nice shit creature in the sewers.
Yeah, Monster actually had some entertainment to it, though. Don't forget that. But you know what? I can see the resemblance.
Yeah, you know what? Hey, Monster actually had a purpose for being. I actually totally remember, but you know what? Monster had a purpose for living, so never mind. Take
once
that
again,
back. There's no reason why Tommy lives at all.
Yeah, but like Monster, he devoured human life. Just like Tommy.
I feel like we should just delve into why we really don't care for this new double toasted thing or whatever. Compare, and just so we could prove to the fact that it's not that we're harping on we want spillback or nothing. It's just we don't understand why Corey is forcing this young ignorant fuck down our throats.
It is okay. I do miss the days of spill. You know why? You had people who actually were entertaining. These were people that... Well, they were people that the chemistry... Okay, all the things for any show or film or anything, it comes down to chemistry. That chemistry of Spill and the community was actually really good. It worked for that reason. This Double Toasted is just forced. It feels
I don't really care for community anymore.
It would be like how... It would be like you getting a whole bunch of people together for your side, but you didn't get along with any of them. That's what it feels like for Double Toasted. It just feels fucking forced, and it's shit. It really is shit. And the fans on there get fucked. When I saw a comment only last week saying, there's a comment. Seriously, it was fuck Tony. Tommy is the man. I was like, I was like, I do not want to be associated with this group anymore.
So you deleted your account?
I did. I was like, I'm a mate of Tony, so naturally I'm going to be biased, but that motherfucker was creative and entertaining. Tommy, literally, if I stepped on you, I wouldn't piss on you if you're on fire. I wouldn't.
My piss on you.
No, I would, sorry, P1, I'm sorry. I would drink a whole liter of turpentine, so I'd piss on him and ignite him more. That would be the way I'd get rid of him. What about your opinion, though? Oh, I've got a feeling Skype's done it again. Bloody Skype. Yep, it's done. It's done. So you know what, people? We might have to wrap this up here for a minute, because I honestly don't know if P1 and me can finish this, because God is intervening with this show.
Somebody's fucking with us right
now. He's back!
We cannot get a fucking word out without, especially when we go on, because you know nobody does rants better than P1 and Wayne or whatever. And whenever we get on a rant and just keep going, God or Tommy is saying, "No, the people cannot hear this."
But okay,
hear
it. But go back. You've recorded with Cody. You've done movie spoilers today. We just did spoiling at the movies. Yeah, Throwback Tuesday, Meet the Spoilers. Spoiling at the movies. No issue at all. Not one slight issue. Now, boom. Fire it up.
We've had a total 7 already. Total 7 already.
I'm telling you.
So why are you fucking with us?
It's gone. He's sitting up.
I wonder if it's a sign. It must be a sign from someone saying, please don't post this. I'm telling you guys, don't do it. No, it's going to get posted. No, it's got to be heard.
Oh, it's going to get posted on Double Toasted. I'm going to put up the...
It's got to be heard.
I'm going to sabotage their site with this shit themselves and say, you know what? Put this on the community page and see how you go. Because you know what? You and me don't give a shit. You and me don't care.
I can't wait to read the comments of... These guys suck. Oh, they don't understand. They don't get it. Man, leave that old shit alone. This is new shit. I love every point you just made about pretty much just the chemistry of every... Even if you didn't agree with everybody on Spill, whatever, they had the chemistry and go. Even when they brought the loading bar with Jason and Jeff, whatever.
Thank you.
The chemistry they had was fucking fantastic here. I'm sorry, but Tommy, he just doesn't fit in. He has no personality to the fucking show. The only personality he has is just like, oh, how high are you, Tommy? Oh, shit. Well, you know, me and Mr. Robinson, you know, we high. It's like, nigga, shut the fuck up right now. If I take a baseball bat and smash it across your melon-sized fucking brain.
You're funny,
as much as I do now. The Crow is one of the worst movies I've ever saw in my life. It's terrible.
Yeah.
It gets worse every time I see it. Then, nigga, close your fucking eyes and open them for once, you fucking cockheaded, high-ass, ignorant, stupid fucking coon.
And you know what? I have no problem with people aren't fans of The Crow. You know what? That just comes down to taste. But when the reasons he gave, I'm like, you clearly don't know film at all. At all. And then you're lecturing Martin about it? Like, fuck, seriously. Really?
Oh, man, that was the... I remember when... Because you had told me about something. I told you about that. Because you told me about something on the show, and then I listened to it. And then when I heard him lecturing Martin on how to review, what was the difference between a good and bad movie, and I was just like, that's... Sent you a message. How fucking insulting. How fucking insulting. I was fucking insulted. I was like, if I was Martin, I'd have slapped the shit out of him and been like, who the fuck are you?
If I was Martin, I would have grabbed his bag of weed, poured it over his head, and then lit it up. And then screamed, fire it up! Fire it up!
Fire! That's the thing, though, Wayne. See, if we set him on fire, then we gotta yell fire it up for him. And I was like, I don't know if I have the energy to yell fire it up on him.
Come on, just for once, it'd be worth it. Just to set him on fire and leave him dead? It'd be worth
it. Maybe we can have Cody set him on fire when he goes to Austin.
I think I need to get an emergency flight over there. Pick your ass up, and we go to Austin.
You know, I'm thinking that they're never going to listen to us, or they're never going to respond to us, even though we are originals from the old days. You know,
we were original crew of Spill. We went back to the old fucking days. Motherfucker, they dragged my ass on stage because I made a fucking video game related to those cunts. Right? Right? Tommy, I had more talent in my fucking... I had more talent in my fucking foreskin of my cock than you have in your whole body, alright? And I'm not exaggerating. You are the most untalented person on a podcast that I've seen in a long fucking time, and it's annoying that Corey's put you there. You know?
It is. When it's just Corey and Martin, oh man, it sounds so good.
Exactly.
You can tell. They know how to vibe off each other whenever. But when Tommy's there... And Martin can't even get a fucking word out because Corey will stop the fucking show. Corey will even say some stupid shit when Martin says, oh, let me make sure the stream is working. Let me make sure this is going off. It's like, damn, you couldn't do that when you're talking. You always got to do that when Martin talking. Or when Martin's giving a point of review, he'll fucking just stop the fucking show and be like, let me ask what that chat think or some shit like that. Like, damn, nigga, are you even acknowledging Martin out here?
No, he's not. And you even brought it up. He's dragged into the film reviews now. And he hasn't even seen the movie.
What's the fucking point then of him being there?
Yeah.
A lot of people can say, oh, well, most of the people on your site, they probably don't see the movie you see. Yeah, but you don't get it that if I didn't bring one of them in, it would just be me on the review then.
Yeah.
They already have two people that saw the movie, so why would you even bring him in then?
But when you do a movie review of Cody, he's seen the fucking movie, has he not?
Yeah.
Exactly.
9 times out of 10, likely, yeah.
God, I just compared Cody to Tony. Tommy, sorry about that.
Ugh, fuck.
That's pretty bad.
Ugh. Oh man, I wouldn't even compare a pile of shit to him, because at least a pile of shit, it has a smell.
You can make you. You can flush it. That's the difference.
Dogs eat shit sometimes.
Well, maybe Corey will eat. Maybe Corey will eat Tommy then.
It must be useful to some.
Well, you can use.
I don't know what Tommy's use is. I think an aborted baby is more useful than fucking Tommy.
I've worked out what Tommy's useful for, because he inspired Fire It Up.
Oh, well, yeah, that's true, yeah.
That is your one good use in life.
Actually, the crunk inspired it, but you know.
I know, but. Actually, yeah, but then he said how much he hated the Crow, and that kind of just got us going. That was the end of it.
That's why you beating his ass in that UFC fight was the most beautiful thing I've ever could have seen in my life, whatever.
Oh, that looked...
And you putting his audio in there saying, yeah, I think the Crow is not that good of a film, and anyone that's looking forward to this is they're out there, whatever. Oh, and by the way, Corey's reviews gotten worse, too.
Oh, yeah, they have. That's what I mean.
He's
actually rubbing off on him. He's surrounded by fucking morons. And when you get surrounded by morons, it rubs off.
I listened to that Ant-Man review. Where the fuck do you get Guardians of the Galaxy and Ant-Man?
What? What?
He said that Ant-Man was crazier than Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, fuck, I hate people who said that shit. That is complete crap.
You don't make any damn sense, man. Ant-Man is like a normal-ass Marvel film. Guardians of the Galaxy is totally fucking different. Where the fuck would you even compare that to? I'm sorry, Corey, but Tommy's ignorance is rubbing off on you, and your fucking reviews are getting worse.
Hey, we'll put it this way. Guardians of the Galaxy ended with a duck sitting with a martini drinking.
With a martini.
Where the fuck was that, Ant-Man?
Thank you. Thank you.
Which me and Luke spoke about this on the show, not with a kick in the ass, and I was saying that is still my favorite Marvel ending ever, because it was so weird and so bizarre, but fitted the movie so well, so it's perfect, fucking perfect.
I don't know if you saw Ant-Man or not, but did you get any Guardians of the Galaxy craziness in Ant-Man?
Oh, heaps, just so much.
Oh my god.
The only thing I had in similarity was it was a lot of comedy in it, but totally different styles of comedy, for starters.
It was a different style of movie.
Exactly. That's what I liked about Ant-Man. That's what I liked about Ant-Man. It was totally different to any other Marvel film.
I didn't get the part where, like, oh, this is crazy. This is crazier than Guardians of the Galaxy. Like, you just summed up a scene at best described. There's a fucking duck from the 80s that was sitting on a martini that said, you shouldn't let a dog lick your face. And it's got a cigar on the side. Where the fuck did you see anything like that in Ant-Man?
I agree with you completely. The stupidity has to be rubbing off. It has to be rubbing off. And you know what, Corey? You can have a wash. You can clean yourself of that filth by just sacking his ass and flushing him down the nearest
sewer. You know what you sound like right now? You sound like Morgan from Walking Dead. I need to clear it. That's you, Corey. You need to clear it. You need to clear your system. That red you see, Corey, is called Tommy McGrew. You need to clear it now.
Tommy McGrew. My God, even the name sounds retarded. Tommy McGrew.
Sounds like a fucking duck.
Actually, it does. You should dream up as
sounds
a duck.
Sounds like a fucking cartoon duck character you've seen.
Oh, fuck. Oh, I just... Oh. Double toasted, rest in peace. You're done. You're finished. You're completely finished, and it's due to the fact you've hired fucking morons on your show. And it's so sad.
I'm not gonna lie, they've been done with me. The only reason why I was still gone was because of that chemistry with Corey and Thomas. I meant Martin Thomas. I was like, why do I think his last name is his first name, but with Corey and Martin? But now that I see Tommy's on every show, I'm not lying, people. He made me not want to fucking listen to the show, and I'm sorry. And every time I try to give it a chance, I listen to it, I go like, oh, God, Tommy, you know what the fuck you talking about. And then to hear his little side opinions about the movies, you know, I was like, dude, you ain't seen the fucking movie. Why are you here? Why don't you go see the movies?
That's the thing.
He paid for it.
I compare him to AIDS. It's like, you know he's around, and you know it's going to affect you if you let it you know, be a part of you. So Corey has pretty much just brought AIDS on the site, and it's spreading. It's just wiping, you know, it's killing off people one by one.
You know, the funny thing is about it, some people probably want AIDS just because they're tired of living. So, I don't know, AIDS could be useful for some people.
If you told someone that AIDS is popular, those fucking sheep would believe it. Go, I want to have AIDS too. Yeah, because they're fucking shit.
If you see Magic Johnson's career and business moves, you'd be like, hell yeah, I want AIDS. I'm going to be a Starbucks right now.
Oh, God.
Shit. I have my own theater and TGIF restaurant? Shit, sign me up for AIDS. AIDS made him Mr. Businessman.
You know, I'm actually going to take, I'm taking back the sheep, the fucking sheep award off Corey. He don't deserve it. He don't deserve that award.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't give him any other award replacement. I just don't think he deserves. I don't think he deserves the sheep award ever again. So I'm taking that back and put it back in our cabinet to someone worthy when it comes in.
He deserves the fuck with award. There you go.
He deserves the drop dead and fucking shoot yourself award.
Well, Adam Martin's no longer probably gonna be on the show as much. I guess we could send off a farewell fuck you to,
yes,
to Tommy McGrew.
Tommy McGrew, fuck you. Fuck your family. Fuck your family to come if you have any kids, which I still feel...
Oh, God. They're going to be some fucking...
I feel some sorry for...
All the kids going to have fucked up hairlines.
You know, they'll be all drugged up, red-eyed fucking goofballs with big lips.
Yeah, exactly. With a slow-ass talking and thinking and shit like that. Corey's even said it. This nigga shows up to marketing fucking meetings or whatever and has no input whatsoever. It's like, Corey, why you keep bringing him then?
He's like AIDS. You can't get rid of him. Once he's there, he's just there.
He's more like a cancer. He spreads. he starts off with your ears, then he works his way down to your fucking toes.
And all the black gets inside you and spreads to your body and all the poison.
Here's the one reason why bringing slavery back wouldn't be that bad for him.
Oh, yeah. Just for one person. Just for the one person, that'd be it.
Yeah.
12 years of Tommy.
I'll make you an offer. If I'll have the whole Movie Spoilers crew... And get our fans to vote for you if you can deport Tommy back to somewhere. I don't care where, but just deport him back somewhere.
But seriously, we should do a poll on that and just send it to Corey. And say, this is what people actually think. They think your host is a fuckwit.
Yeah. Oh, God, I can't believe we just called Tommy a host, too. Good Lord.
Oh, he is. He's a host. That's what's sad.
Oh, God. Oh, God. I think, like, we should actually find that comic of his to try to read it.
I do. I do want to find it. Luke's friends with him. God knows why. He's never listened to his show, ever. Luke's never listened to him. Luke has never listened to him, and he's friends with him.
Luke is a fucking veteran as well of Spill, so you know that, right?
Luke's a spy.
Because, well, yeah, he's our spy.
He's trying to infiltrate.
He gives us all the details we need to know, because we don't pay attention to that shit, because we can give a flying fuck less shit. yes, Tommy, one more last thing before we get out of here. You're a fucking parrot. I fucking hate you. I think you're the lifeless soul of a piece of shit. You are like, you're worse than trash, because trash can be composed, smashed up, and turned into probably some recyclable item that you can use in the future. You are not that. You're not even close to that, my friend, because... Oh, wait. Why would I say my friend? You're not my fucking friend. I fucking hate you, actually, because you made a show and a site probably go down in value if anything, you know, or no. Could you imagine had he ever been brought on Spill? He wouldn't have lasted.
He's an air... No, I wasn't. They call it an oxygen thief because the air he breathes is wasted. That he shouldn't breathe. He should just literally suffocate himself and save the world.
That is a good analogy. He is stealing oxygen from some child out in Africa that can't have oxygen.
Damn straight.
I believe that now.
I reckon Corey should switch it over with an Ethiopian starving kid. Bring him on the show.
Yeah. You know what? We should get in touch with a Ku Klux Klan member and see if he can find Tommy.
Yeah, that's a bit extreme.
No, that's not extreme, Wayne. No, that's about right. I think that's what we should do.
Oh, we'll just call Hulk Hogan. He'll get on the...
Oh, yeah, give him Hulk Hogan or whatever. He'd be like, yeah, that's fucking... You know what? He probably won't find Tommy with his black ass.
Well, as you said...
Hulk Hogan body slam Corey just to knock some fucking sense into his head.
Oh, that's going to happen.
I don't know why he keeps Tommy around. He's not reliable. He sucks. He's not entertaining. It's just Corey telling people, yeah, he's entertaining.
Well,
like, no, he's not.
Well, Corey, you literally have just pushed away and given less responsibilities to the most talented person you've had, which was Martin. And that's... That is a sad day. It is a fucking sad day. I'm actually genuinely upset for that because I think it's a disgrace.
I am too.
Yeah, I am genuinely upset. I think it's disgraceful. The fact that you...
like, I love the way he says this. Oh, that's so beautiful.
But it's true. Like, I'm not even acting.
That accent makes you sound so profound or whatever. So whenever you say something that's disgusting or something, like, that, the world just sounds that much more better. So say it again, Wayne.
The thing is, I'll make you... It's fucking disgraceful. It's disgusting. Literally, I'm not even acting when I say the fact that I'm disappointed in you, Corey, that you let a disease spread through the site. And you betrayed Martin, who is far more talented than any of those fucking inbred fucking cockheads you got on the show at the moment. And it's sad. It's so fucking sad. I want to go cry now.
You know, see, the problem is Corey's hanging around too many fucking young people in their fucking early 20s and shit like that, and it's rubbing off with him thinking that he's still 20, and he don't know any fucking
better. I can see it now. I can see it now. We're going to have, like, Tony, co-host, or whatever you want to call him, and Martin come into Movie Spoiler Studio, and it'll be like the end trailer for Star Wars, you know, Tony, we're home. We're home. End of trailer. Boom. See? Epic.
Home. Yeah. You know, the thing is, too, I'm not even saying get out of bring Tony back or anything like that. I'm just saying get rid of Tommy.
Yeah. I mean, look, that's the thing. That's what we're saying. Well, look, we know those days are done with because they've gone on to other things. But you've replaced them.
Tony is doing his thing, what he wants with his family and stuff like that. If he wants to come back, he'll come back, whatever. Hey, if Martin's taking time off, whatever, because he's got a job and stuff like that, I'm fine with that, too. But the fact that you're giving Tommy more responsibility and keeping him on the show, like Wayne said, it's fucking disgraceful and it's a fucking insult. And to be fair, you probably lost, probably lost a lot of your original fans, which sucks because you kind of forced it on yourself with doing that. But you lost Wayne and Luke, who've been such a... Now, people think I'm kissing Wayne's ass, and no, I'm not.
No, please do. No one else does. Please do.
Well, you are pretty, so, I ain't got no choice. But
Thank you.
Wayne Luke has been there longer than I was on there, so... And I really didn't start getting active on there until I met Wayne and them, so you lost some originals.
Yeah, well, so you were smart. You looked at a site that was actually working. You took the good ideas and left the bad ideas, and then you got your own website and did it properly. You know, and that sounds like I'm kissing your ass, but you know what? I will kiss your ass. You're a fucking hard worker. You are loyal. You have given me and Luke a chance to be on the site, and you let us do our thing without fucking interfering. You know, Cody and you are fucking amazing when you do shows together. Z's a bit creepy, but you know what? He's a great man.
Someone said it. Z is the wild card. And I feel like if any of us ever lose it, it's going to be him, and I feel like he's going to take me out first.
I'm worried he's dying, because he looks sick. He looks sick in his photos. So Z, if you're dying, please, don't do it yet, because I want to see A Night Living Dead 2. All right?
Oh man, he's making a movie, Wayne. It's probably wearing him out, He's making an Oscar film here,
Oscar worthy, yeah.
Dude, don't take this as if we're kissing each other's ass just because we're friends or anything. Like, no, we know each other's worth. We know what we do. We know what we have to get done, and we do it. I mean, it's a lot of work, but hey, we seem how to get it done, and we still remain the same personality that we have, whatever shit. We're not looking to bring some ignorant fuckwit in and fuck up what we have.
Damn straight, yeah.
And look, what we have here is, I'm not saying that they're not friends or anything like that, but we have a friendship here between the five of us, whatever we have. We're damn near family.
Oh, fucking bastard, you beat me to it.
Because, I mean, I consider all these guys are my brothers or something like that, and they're all in different parts of the world and shit like that, but I would respect them more than a lot of people I meet today.
Yeah, but the thing is, all our personalities are different. We all have our own things to say, and that's what works. You don't bring us on the show because I got fucking big tits or have no fucking opinion or I'm some drugged up fucking idiot.
I don't bring you on fired up just because you're going to agree with me on something I hate.
No. God, no. I mean, look.
It's not like we really talk about this when we decide, okay, we're going to talk about what we hate. It's not really like we do it. We just fucking do it and we just end up hating it together. Well,
okay, look at this show today. Literally, we just finished doing the review. Mentioned to you about the whole Tommy thing, and I was like, bang, show. Your first comment was, are you busy? Nah, let's do it. Okay.
It fucking insulted me, because that's why when you brought that up, I you know, you said this before to me. I've always had that in the back of my head. It's gonna happen. You've said it plenty of times. I mean, you said this a long time ago. I remember when it first even started that was gonna happen. I don't know why it's still a shock to me. It's just baffling as to why it's happening. So, you know, literally just fuck Tommy. He's a fucking ignorant duck dickhead.
Duck dickhead.
Oh yeah, I know, right?
He's a duck dickhead.
Oh. Yeah. Well, Wayne, you got any more things you want to say before we wrap this up? I'm getting hungry.
Oh, yeah. Look, I've got places to be. I'm sick. I'm not well. But you know what?
I used to manage to fire it up.
But yeah, we needed to do this. We needed to finish this once and for all.
You insulted the honor of a great man. That's why. With that news, it was insulting, so it had to be done.
Yeah, look, and then I pray that Cody arrives there safe in Austin, Texas, and he literally kills you. That's all I can say. I literally hope he smashes your face in with all your weed and shoves it down your throat and then lights it up and then says, fire it up.
Wouldn't it be funny if Cody gets hated when he gets down there because of what we said today?
They lynch him like the KKK.
Yeah. Like nobody talks to him or anything like that. It's awkward whenever he comes into a room or something like that. Wouldn't that be funny?
That'd be fucking hilarious, man.
Oh, another thing. Cody, you gotta get on that show so you can be. If they ever ask you, so how's P1 and Wayne doing, or whatever? How do they feel about all this that we're doing here, or whatever? I would love to look. I would watch. I would pay for that show to watch it to see the look on Cody's face and to see him get the words out. They kind of hate you.
I like it. He just turns to the camera, stares down the barrel, eyes wide open, fired up.
I would kill to see the look on his face if they ask him that.
Oh fuck you! Yeah. Oh fuck you! Yeah. Don't even need to ask him. Don't even ask him. Just get on there and say, you know what, P1 and Wayne, they fucking hate you guys.
And then the new people will be like, they hate us too. And then Cody can tell them, P1 doesn't even know.
Who they, say, they don't even know who you are. They just think you're fucking shit.
Exactly.
Because Cody's answer would be like, and who are you again?
That would be my answer. Like if they call us and be like, and then you hear some guy in the background go like, I'm sorry, hold on, that's not Corey, that's not Tommy. Who the fuck is that talking? I didn't ask you, so shut the fuck up.
I would love to go on the show and then just like sit next to Anna Ray or something and just make thinking he's a waiter or something. Oh yeah, I'll just have like a bourbon and coke. Yeah.
Oh, I thought he was at Home Depot or something.
And Corey's like, no, he's on the show. Like, really? Him? Okay, whatever.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, no, is that Tony's replacement? Yeah. Oh, okay.
I'd actually like to sit on the chair that Tommy's sitting in and make out like he doesn't even exist. Like, this chair's really uncomfortable. Oh, what's this fucking for? Who are you?
I'll sit there before he gets there and just sit there and shit.
Sit in Tommy's seat.
And then he says, hey, that's my seat. And I look at him and go like, who are you?
I'd be like, because I'd be like, make me move, bitch.
Make me move, bitch. If you can make me move, I'll fire it up on your ass.
Oh, fuck you.
Well, people, we're going to get out of here.
Yeah, let's do it, man. Let's do it. That was a good show. Yeah,
let's do it. One more rant for the people. Man.
Yeah, do you want to say it or do I want to say it, man?
All right, I'll start it off first. We'll do it just like the comic book. You can finish it for me. I'll start the narration from the beginning and you can end it for me. Tommy, there's so much that can be said about you, but the one thing that comes to mind is just ignorant fucking cunt. You're probably a bigger coon than T.I. is, and you have no purpose, just like most people that live today. Actually, homeless people have more of a reason to live more than you do. Because at least they have one thing that you don't, and that's called hope and talent. Their hope and talent will at least try to get them somewhere. You, on the other hand, you're just nothing but a fucking piece of cancer that's spread through someone's asshole. That's the worst kind of cancer you could have, because once it's in your asshole, you can't get rid of it. And Corey is the asshole. You're the cancer in Corey's asshole that he just can't get rid of, because no matter what, he tells your retarded Ninja Turtle-looking ass, you're too high to fucking remember it, you ignorant fucking cunt. Wayne, take it off now.
Okay, well, I'll just... You pretty much summed up everything I needed to say there, but I'll end it with this. The biggest mistake in the history of the world was not 9/11, was not Hitler, was not Hitler, you know, was not the death of Princess Diana. It was the fact that your dad didn't pull out his cock before he came in your mum, so you were born. That's the biggest disaster the world ever happened. So your dad, I wish, had genital herpes before you were born, so you were never born. That's all I got to say.
And people, that is how we
fire it.
Later, everyone.
Fuck you.